Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
93 WIBC, it is Caregiver Crossing. Thank you for joining us this morning, Terry Stacey, along with Tina McIntosh. Belle Schaefe is, did I say it right?
It's Schaefe, but you're fine.
She said rhymes with cough.
Hello, Belle.
Hello.
How are you? Belle is the Director of Marketing and Admissions at American Senior Communities, along with Tricia Dixon. She's the Director of Nursing Services, and Linda Colprin, Executive Director of Brownsburg Meadows. Ladies, we're glad to have you here this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you ladies are here to help us figure out what state surveys really mean, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Because we hear about that, I think, as consumers, you know, on the other side of healthcare, we hear nursing homes talk about the state came in for a survey and it's always a big deal, right? There's always a buzz.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you have some kind of a score that you get. And so for those of us, when we're looking at long-term healthcare for a loved one, we can go in and take a look at what those scores mean. But that doesn't mean we always really understand them. And so we'd love to ask you, and I think Brownsburg Meadows, you just had a recent state
That's
survey,
correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
How'd you do?
We did very well. We had zero deficiencies.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are they looking for?
Consumers can evaluate and compare facilities in five categories. Administration, care and services, resident rights, dietary, and environment.
So what does that really mean, though? They come, so the state, I always feel, Terry, like it's like somebody in a real big suit coming in with a lot of strength. Like the state comes in,
right.
No name. The state comes in to survey. So what does that look like from your perspective? I mean, someone comes in with a team of people, or is it one person?
Yeah, they come in with a team of surveyors, and the surveys are always unannounced. They select a sample of residents to look at, which is kind of just like a snapshot of the facility. And then they look at basically all aspects of the care that she just talked about, everything from environment to resident care to the way we administer our care and all those kind of things.
And what does that mean to us as family members that might be looking at care for a loved one? Why is a state survey important to us?
It's important because it will give you a snapshot of what the facility is doing. Now, granted, you know, it is a one-day moment that they're looking at, but it'll just give you a feeling of how the facility is doing with all of the state and federal regulations.
And then, Linda, are you prepared for that? Do you know them when they're coming?
There's a six-month window of which you
6 months.
Yeah, so basically it's half the year, but that's all right because in our operations we want to do everything the same way every day. We don't like gear up and do special things just for state. We want to provide the same quality of care day in and day out.
I always say from Joy's house perspective and also my home, like there are days you can come in and I will have just cooked blueberry muffins and there'll be some nice classical music playing and you're going to think I'm mother of the year, right? And then there are other days you're going to come in and be like, oh yeah, I'm never having dinner at this house again. And it's that way in healthcare. I mean, as much as Linda, I hear what you're saying is at Brownsburg Meadows and the ASC communities, you want to operate that every day. If a state surveyor comes in on a bad day,
correct,
they're going to see the bad stuff, right?
Yeah, and that's why we just say it's a snapshot. And in every facility, there will be somewhere located the survey report that they can read or they can read it online. But I would just encourage people, if you have any questions, discuss it with the facility because you're right. It may be the day that you did the blueberry muffins and it probably wasn't your best foot forward that day.
Yeah, that's tough. And then the scores themselves, I mean, just for those listening, it's important to remember that the snapshot doesn't tell the whole story, but it does go into medical records. And I mean, they look at some of that deeper stuff that our common eyes are not going to see when we come in, correct?
Right. Yes. They go through state training, so they know exactly what they're looking for.
And if you don't get a good review, if you don't get a good score, what does that mean for the community?
Well, that means that you have to develop a action plan that you submit to the state, and they're going to require you to put that plan in place, and then they're going to come back and generally revisit and make sure that you followed up on all the things that you promised you would.
So, Belle Schaefe, Director of Marketing and Admissions, what does this mean for you? What do you appreciate about the surveys, I guess?
I guess what we appreciate from a marketing standpoint is first and foremost the opportunity to thank our staff and our caregivers and the individuals that come to Brownsburg Meadows day in and day out. And without their hard work and dedication to our residents, deficiency-free survey wouldn't be possible. So we're very appreciative of everything that they're done and doing, and going to be offering different things to them throughout the next several weeks, such as an all-staff cookout. We've also been promoting different things out in the community, advertisements, a banner. Our residents are currently working on thank you gifts today to give out to the staff, just to show how much we appreciate all of their hard work to lead up to the deficiencies free survey.
And Belle, I want to ask you, if for us as people that may be looking at your facilities, then are we getting smarter about knowing that we can look at these surveys? Or are we asking the right questions when we come into one of your places?
As families come in to tour, there's a lot of resources that they are finding online or even provided through the hospital system that their loved one may be at, with a list of questions to ask. And like Linda had mentioned, the state survey binder is located in our front lobby, where people can review that and ask questions if there was any concerns that they had. So I do think families are more educated with the questions to ask and have resources online of what things to ask, as well as American Senior Communities at our website, ASCSeniorCare.com, also has information available for them.
Excellent.
All right, Linda, what was the sound like in your four walls when you found out that it was a deficient free survey at Brownsburg Meadows?
There was a lot of excitement, a lot of jumping up and down, and we were just thrilled to death to just know that, you know, the survey is, ours was a week long, so it was quite a process, and we can just get back to what we do well, and that's take care of the residents. And we look forward to our score being posted on the website.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
Trisha Dixon is here, also Director of Nursing Services. It means a lot for those new nurses to come to a facility like this that gets a great score, right?
Yes, they are very excited. The nurses are very eager to learn, and in preparation for the survey, there's always some, you know, last-minute pointers that you go through, and they're very eager to perform well, so they were very thrilled to see the results.
Terry, I have a question for you. If the Indiana Department, the Indiana State Department of Health came to your house for a week-long survey?
Yeah, that'd be rough.
How would that go?
Well, you know, it'd be rough. Now, when Grandma Condra was alive, it'd be like Grandma Condra coming, because, you know, you wanted to have everything. You know, you're not sure what Grandma Condra's looking at, but you wanted to make sure that your dust boards are, you know, are clean, and it's like Grandma Condra coming for a visit.
I love that. Well, ladies, I know you do a lot of things with ASC as your, you know, as your larger parent company, and at Brownsburg Meadows. We have to take a break here in a moment, but anything exciting coming up or anything you're really proud to share about Brownsburg Meadows?
Brownsburg Meadows will be participating in the Alzheimer's Walk coming up, and so we're continuing to do fundraising events and information on our website with that.
Great. And do you all walk in that?
Yes. We try to, yeah.
You get a big group?
We do.
We love what the Alzheimer's Association does. And before we have to leave, contact information if someone wanted to know more about Brownsburg Meadows or any of the communities?
Our phone number at Brownsburg Meadows is 852-8585. And again, the website is ASCSeniorCare.com.
ASCSeniorCare.com. And as always, we are so grateful for the part that American Senior Communities plays with Caregiver Crossing. You all have been, involved as supporters of getting this show up and where it is, and you allow us to be here every single week for caregivers. And we're really hearing great feedback from those of you in the community that this show is making a real difference. And so thank you for your part in that.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, the number once again, 852-8585, if you'd like more information. There's still more to come as we continue on Caregiver Crossing. Terry Stacy, along with Tina McIntosh. We're glad you're here with us, too. Stick around. The news is next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.